3. Change whom you spend your time with. According to research by social psychologist Dr. David McClelland of Harvard, the people with whom you habitually associate are called your reference group, and these people determine as much as 95% of your success or failure in life. It is not always comfortable, but it is always profitable to associate with people larger than ourselves. People with integrity. People who are positive. People who are ahead of us professionally. People who lift us up instead of knocking us down. People who take the high road, never the low. And above all, people who are growing. I highly recommend that you also find an accountability partner to take the growth journey with you. That person will help you to stick with your right decisions and help you avoid making wrong ones. A good accountability partner should love you unconditionally, desire your success, be mature, ask you agreed-on questions, help you when you need help. You cannot take the growth journey alone, not if you want to reach your potential. The most significant factor in any person's environment is the people. If you change nothing else in your life for the better than that, you will have increased your chances of success tenfold. So think long and hard about whom you're spending the most time with, for wherever they are headed, so are you. 4. Challenge yourself in your new environment. One of the most positive things about being in a growth environment is that it gives you room to embrace and expand your potential. But you must be intentional about finding and creating those growth opportunities. You must develop the habit and discipline of challenging yourself. One way to challenge yourself is by making your goals public. Few things push a person like a deadline and an audience. That doesn't mean that you will always reach your goals, but you will likely find that if you tell others about what you intend to do, you will work harder and in such a way that you won't be ashamed of your efforts even if everyone is watching them. Another way to challenge yourself is to look for one major growth opportunity every week, follow through on it, and learn from it. Whether it's meeting with friends, scheduling a learning lunch with a mentor, or attending a conference or event in the area you want to grow in, always prepare by asking these 5 questions before the learning time. What are their strengths? This is where you'll learn the most. What are they learning now? This is how you can catch their passion. What do I need right now? This helps you to apply what you learn to your situation. Whom have they met, what have they read, or what have they done that has helped them? This helps you to find additional growth opportunities. What haven't I asked that I should have? This enables them to point out changes you need to make from their perspective. A better growth environment won't help you much if you don't do everything in your power to make the most of it. You must seize the growth opportunities you have and make the most of them by challenging yourself. 5. Focus on the moment. The changes we want to make in our lives come only in the present. What we do now controls who we become and where we are in the future. We live and work in the present. If you need to make changes in yourself and your environment, don't worry about your past. Mother Teresa observed, "Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin." If you need to make changes in yourself and your environment, don't dwell on your past. You can't change it. Don't worry about your future. You can't control it. Focus on the current moment and what you can do now.